From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, has opened online applications for its 2019 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, where entrepreneurs can compete for $145,000. The competition gives folks the opportunity to showcase ideas and business innovations in agriculture. You're invited to submit for-profit business ideas related to food and agriculture online at fb.org/AgInnovationChallenge by September 24th. After 2 long years of waiting, Bayer and Monsanto executives sit together at the table as one team. Until mid-August, the companies could not share business information as a condition of the Department of Justice requirements for the acquisition. According to AgWeb.com, the $66 billion acquisition joins together two powerhouses, Bayer's chemical portfolio and Monsanto's seed and trait engine. The company divested more than $7 billion in assets, including the Bayer row crop and vegetable seed businesses, and several others. A letter addressed to President Trump is seeking regulatory clarity in regards to lab-grown meat. The joint letter was sent to the White House last week by Memphis Meats, a company focused on cell-based meats, and the North American Meat Institute. The letter states both the FDA and the USDA have a proven track record to regulate cell-based meats and poultry products, and that NAMI and Memphis Meats should meet with them and industry stakeholders from the conventional and cell-based meat and poultry industries. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.